This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Newsish with Sean Walsh and Mark Simmons
on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, you are listening to the Newsish show. I am, of course, Sean Walsh, joined as always by Mark Simmons.
Hello, Sean.
Dong! Today we'll be looking at the front pages of the today's papers. I'll be looking at the broadsheets. Mark will be looking at the red tops. That will be followed by Mark Simmons' joke of the week, where Mark will be telling us his topical joke he's thought of. That will then be followed That will be followed by local gossip, which is a section where my mum will talk about the latest happenings in her area, where she lives. Mark will then read out the newsletter from his town, Wheelbarrow Town, and we'll be getting sports news from my dad, which is a new section. Then we'll be getting the weather from our special guest. I forgot who our guest is.
Danny Ward.
Oh my god. But first, it's time for Save It for the Radio Show.
Blimey, that was hard work.
That went on forever.
You know what? I think it's a bad idea you coming up with that idea of kind of reading all that stuff.
It goes on. It was like a minute.
It's too long, mate. It's too long. Everyone switched off.
I keep forgetting what the show contains.
Yeah.
I'm tired today.
There must be. Why are you so tired?
I don't know. It's just one of those ones. I don't know.
You're generally a person that is tired. It's more unlikely that you're not tired.
Everyone's tired all the time.
Yeah.
You speak to anyone, they go, how are you? They go, I'm tired. I'm exhausted. I'm knackered.
People are doing too much these days.
Exactly.
Or not sleeping enough.
Do you know, back in the day, but like when human beings were just foragers that, you know, strolled around picking berries and nuts, we basically used to do like 2 hours work. That was it.
What?
Yeah.
Where'd you get that from?
A book.
Did you?
Yeah.
What book's that?
A Brief History of Sapiens. We did nothing. We just sort of walked about, picked some nuts.
Really?
Yeah.
Didn't we hunt?
Oh, quickly, there's a wolf, run.
Didn't we hunt?
Did we hunt? Some of us did.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But that's got to take more than 2 hours, surely.
No.
No?
No. Get a deer. That's it.
Just get a deer. I don't think it's that easy.
Well.
What have you just thrown then?
A spear.
You just threw a spear at my deer first time. No chance.
I'm good.
No chance.
I'm a good hunter.
How far away are you from the deer?
I'm right behind it. I was quiet.
Oh, are you?
Yeah. Oh, okay. I didn't really chuck it. I just stabbed it. Sorry to any vegans listening. I've been trying the vegan thing.
Why?
Because I read that book, The Brief History of Sapiens. It sort of goes into some detail about agriculture, and it made me feel pretty bad about what happens to the little piggies.
How have you been getting on?
All right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Didn't you have an egg sandwich?
I was just about to say, I didn't have an egg and mushroom muffin. But, oh, come on. I was trying to get energy.
Those eggs. Is it okay to eat eggs of happy chickens? It's a vegan.
Yeah, I think so. If you've got like a chicken in your garden. Yeah,
if you're allowed to do that.
If you've got like my friend, comedian Jake Lambert that's been on the show, his sister has chickens.
Yeah.
And they lay eggs and she eats them.
Is she a vegan though?
I don't know.
Well, that's the question.
No, but surely you can. If you've got a happy chicken running around and it just lays some eggs, you can grab that egg. It's done no harm to anyone.
I just thought it was a rule, though. You're not allowed to eat any of that stuff that comes from an animal.
Well, yes, because of the way that we sort of factory animals.
But free range, that must be all right, is it?
Yeah, but there's sort of debate as to how free range these chickens actually are.
Oh, okay. But you haven't eaten meat?
I have not eaten meat.
Oh, well done.
Unless you include fish. Now, so this is Save It for the Radio Show. This is a section where me and Mark just sort of catch up live on air before today's big headlines. I've got nothing. I'm just tired. Sorry. Is it?
I just booked in my solo show for.
So anyway, no plugging on this show. No plugging.
I've got
it's filthy. It's dirty.
80 tickets I've got to sell.
Right,
you've got London.
You've got 10 seconds. 10 seconds to plug your show.
I haven't got any friends in London.
Go.
If you want to come see my show, One Liner, if you like one liners, it is on 23rd of November. Go to Angel Comedy website to book your tickets.
One. Done. Okay. There you go. Go and see that.
Yeah. You got anything to plug?
No.
No?
No, this. Subscribe, rate. Oh, this has been happening. People are rating the show, which is great. Our listeners, thank you. Our podcast listeners, live listeners. We need to remind you to come on, review the show, be nice.
On iTunes.
We've had a lot of 5 stars, which is just people being very nice.
Yeah. It's lovely, isn't it?
I don't think it's a 5-star show.
No. What would you rate it?
4.
Yeah, 4.
A nice 4 is a friendly hour, isn't it?
Yeah.
Helps a day go by, helps this miserable life.
Mm-hmm.
Good. go end quicker.
So there is something I was going to bring up. Last week we mentioned about borrowing. You said there's no such thing as borrowing. You just give someone something and they keep it.
I absolutely stand by that. There is absolutely no such thing as lending, borrowing, all nonsense. So, you give and you take, that's it.
So it's opened a bit of a can of worms for me because people have been getting in touch telling me what I've borrowed off them and not given back.
Brilliant.
So my mate, I haven't seen probably 5 years.
A friend you haven't seen for 5 years has got in touch to ask for something back.
Yeah.
This is brilliant. What?
He said, listening to the FUBAR show and you borrowed a Stuart Lee DVD off me. That must have been 7 years ago.
Which one was that? Was that Stuart Lee stand-up comedian or 90s comedian?
I want to say 90s comedian.
The one where he talks about the Jerry Springer the Opera?
Yeah.
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 90s.
So that was back, that must have been 7 years ago. Must be 7 years
See?
Ago.
There you go. You still got it.
But I said to him, I'd ask you whether. Yeah, no, you're saying there's no such thing as borrowing, so technically it's mine now, right?
True.
Yeah.
Yeah, true. No, I'm not going to argue with that.
No.
That is true.
That's answered it.
Okay. So people tweeting in. Oh, here we go. We've got one from at @Andrew_Diesel. I borrowed a kettle from Chris Tarrant in a hotel in Brighton in 2012. Didn't have the heart to give it back.
What?
Didn't have the heart. To give it, okay.
But I borrowed a kettle from Chris Tarrant in the hotel, but surely it's the hotel's property, so you just...
Really borrowed a kettle from
Chris Tarrant?
Why did Chris Tarrant have a kettle?
Well, in a hotel. So it would have been the hotel's kettle.
So he would have asked, knocked on Chris Tarrant's door, hi. Oh, Chris. Oh. Oh, who wants to be a millionaire? Chris Tarrant. Hi, how's it going? Sorry, mate. Can I just borrow your kettle?
Can I find a friend?
Very good. There you go. So I've got nothing else ready to.
No. It's been, it's just been gigging. You've been gigging a bit, have you?
I've been gigging. Seen some fantastic comedy.
Have you seen?
Yeah. Last night was on with Jack D, Paul McCaffrey, Tom Rigglesworth.
Nice.
And several newer comedians. Very good.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Lovely.
Ricky Grover.
Yeah, I've never seen Ricky Grover.
YouTube Ricky Grover, stand up comedy.
Yeah.
Absolutely incredible. One of my favourite comedians.
Nice.
Brilliant. Right, now let's get all the news. This is, of course, a news show. We're going to look at the front pages of the broadsheets. Now, surprise, surprise, it's Brexit. It's still just Brexit. It's Brexit, 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 Brexit.
We said last week that we weren't going to talk about Brexit again.
There's nothing I could do. I know. It's just the front pages of The Guardian. May frustrates hopes of Brexit transition deal.
Do you think, journalists are getting bored of it now? Do you reckon they're like, have I got to write something else about Brexit?
Well, maybe it's just easy, though.
Just copy and paste.
Yeah.
What are they going on about this time then?
Well, basically, the I is going with May shrugs off. Is it, how do you pronounce that? Juncker?
What?
Anker?
I don't know.
Jean-Claude.
Yeah.
You know that because of Van Damme. Jean-Claude, that is the only reason you know that.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Juncker.
Oh, is that his surname?
Yes.
Juncker.
Well, no, it won't be Juncker because it's
Juncker. Juncker.
Jean-Claude Juncker.
Jean-Claude Juncker.
Okay. May shrugs off his leaks. And then,
leaks? What's he done then? What's he told?
Well, here we go. This is it. The Times, again, same story. Merkel, this time, Angela Merkel, left furious by Brexit leaks against May. So Angela Merkel is furious over leaks from private Brexit talks amid fears that further hostility from Brussels may topple Theresa May. The German Chancellor expressed anger at reported leaks from a dinner last week between Mrs. May and Jean-Claude Juncker, President of the European Commission.
So hang on, so Merkel,
yeah,
she's the head of the Euro stuff.
Euro stuff.
Yeah.
So no. I think the head of the Euro stuff is Jean-Claude.
So Merkel's Juncker. A German one.
Yes,
but she's powerful. She's in charge of something, isn't she?
Germany.
Yeah, I know that, but like that's. Yeah. But then I think there's more to her.
She's
why is she chipping in then if she's not only just a normal...
She's a big part of the EU.
She's the equivalent of May.
In Germany.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, don't mind your own business.
But, no, but I basically, because the EU, they just want this to end and they want to get rid of the UK.
Right, okay.
You know, it needs to hurry up.
So what's
so that we can stop reading about this.
So is she annoyed at May?
I think she's annoyed at Jean-Claude Juncker.
Yeah.
Because he's leaked what's happened. He played down the row yesterday, denying several key claims in the article, right?
Right.
Which one of the things that's come out is that he said that under her eyes she has deep rings. She looks like someone who does not sleep through the night.
That's not a secret.
Yeah, I know, but you shouldn't really be saying that, you know.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, obviously, that's not a secret.
No. But was there just two of them for dinner?
Yeah.
It's a bit weird, isn't it?
Yeah. Sort of. And then he's gone out. So it's you. No, I what? Can't. Our producer is trying to tell us how to pronounce Jungkyu, but she's put Y-O-O dash N-K-E-R.
Juncker.
Juncker.
Jean-Claude Juncker.
Jean-Claude Juncker, the current president of the European Union.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
But it's, oh, I don't know.
So it's boring. It's just nothing. But it's just more. It's basically, I've been going through the broadsheets. All it is sort of more information on Brexit that no one really understands, even the people writing it, and then some stupid things that Trump and Boris have said. And that's it. That's every day. More Brexit. Another stupid thing Trump has said, another stupid thing Boris has said. That's all it is.
Do you think people are stopping reading papers because they're bored of it?
Well, no one reads papers anyway, do they? Go on Twitter and Facebook for the news.
Yeah.
And listen to the news-ish show.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yeah. This is, yeah.
There you go.
Well, don't know. That's it.
Boring, isn't it?
Well, that's it. What's Boris
the Guardian's got... Well, I didn't bother... Something stupid, probably rebelling against Theresa May in the hope that he will then live in 10 Downing Street.
Right.
Story here. Soldier's widow. Trump's call made me cry even worse. This is in The Guardian. The widow of a US soldier who died in action earlier this month said yesterday that Donald Trump could not remember her husband's name when he called her to offer his condolences.
Oh, God.
Why would... another stupid thing he's done.
Write it down.
Yeah, I know.
What do they think was going to happen? Like, he thought he'd just go, sorry, and that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
I don't know. Have you ever done that sort of...
What?
Like,
what? Called up someone to offer my condolences. Called up a soldier. All right? Comedian Sean Walsh here. Just wanted to say, sorry about the bad news. No, I've not done that.
No, I meant like try to say something to someone to be nice, but actually made it worse.
I probably have done, but I can't remember.
Yeah, people do that at comedy clubs a lot.
What do you mean?
Like, if you have a tough gig.
Yes.
When people come up to you to talk to you, they're always going to say something. They don't know what to say. I'd rather they say nothing. Just don't come up to me.
But, oh, right. You mean like, oh, yeah, when you've had a tough gig and then a comedian feels like they have to say something, or an audience member feels like they have to say something, and they say things like... so basically, this is what happens to listeners if a comedian has a tough gig or struggles, is that fellow comedians will say things like... this is one of the worst ones. Do you know what, you probably know what I'm going to say.
I don't know which one.
Okay, so you've just come off.
Yeah.
You've died, as per...
God, yeah. Tough one out there.
Well, no, don't say anything. It ruins this line.
Oh, okay. So
come on.
Hang on. So, all right.
Did you enjoy it?
Oh, God.
That is a test. When someone says, did you enjoy it, you know you
died. No, this is it.
Go on.
How did you think that went?
Oh, ouch.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. They were like, this
the worst one is when an audience member comes, like someone has a good, like your friend or something has had a good one.
Yeah.
And you've had a tough one.
Yeah.
And then an audience member comes up to talk to them, and you're standing there, and then they just sort of look at you and go, you're all right as well?
Oh.
That's so awkward.
Yeah, really awkward.
Yeah.
What else? Oh, here's one. This is very common, is when someone's been in the audience and you've had a tough one, and then they come out and tell you that, well, they were laughing where I was sat.
Oh, God.
No, they weren't.
No.
No, they weren't. And who cares if they were laughing where you were sat? No. There's hundreds of people in here, or even thousands, and nine people around you were laughing. Useless.
Yeah.
So there you go, that's it.
Really
that's
boring.
That's boring. I'm sorry, there's nothing I can do. What we'll do for next week, right, is I'll, as a rule, I'll ignore the front pages of the papers and start at page two.
Yeah.
That's what we'll do.
What's on page two normally?
Well, page two of The Guardian. We'll have a look. Quick note. You've got tabloid news we can go into.
Yeah.
It might be more fun. Civil rights inquiry into Weinstein firm. Don't want to go into Weinstein.
Oh, God.
Dangerous.
Yeah, they're covering that in the tabloids with Kelly Brook.
What happened with Weinstein and Kelly Brook?
He was obsessed with Kelly Brook.
He didn't masturbate into her plant pot, did he?
I don't know. She did his Piranha 3D film.
Oh, yeah.
And then he kept trying to get her to do other stuff. I'm assuming other films.
Yeah.
And she didn't like his demeanour, so she just didn't do anything for him.
Oh.
But apparently, one of his friends just saw her in a cafe or something and thought, yeah, she looks good, and then got her in.
Well, you hear of that. That's how Hollywood works.
Yeah, it's weird. He said she oozes sex appeal.
Who said she oozes sex appeal?
Weinstein.
Why?
Who cares what his name is?
Yeah, no, it's fine. Okay, look, I'm sorry about that.
You know what? I watched a film last night. St. Vincent. Do you remember St. Vincent?
Bill Murray.
Yeah. Brilliant film. Actually made me do a little bit of a cry at the end.
Do a little bit of a cry?
Yeah. I got a bit emotional.
Is this a spoiler alert?
No. Well, no.
What the hell? By the way, what the hell has this got to do with anything? Is this a Weinstein film?
Well, that's what I mean. So I really enjoyed it. And I watched the credits. The credits really funny because Bill Murray does this weird singing thing.
Okay.
And at the end, it went Weinstein film. I went, oh...
Like, oh, no, you can't. Really, you've just got to forget it.
It's horrible, but you just can't help feeling that afterwards.
I mean, yeah. It's a bit like when Gary Glitter comes on. Have you ever heard a Gary Glitter song since?
No one is playing Gary Glitter now.
No.
What radio station are you listening to?
I'm sure I've heard a Gary Glitter. Maybe I haven't heard a Gary Glitter. Maybe just sometimes you go, like... What are one of his songs?
Are you playing Gary
I can't
Glitter
believe we're talking about
song?
Gary Glitter. This is how tired I am. I thought it was normal to just bring up Gary Glitter's song. But they... Well, oh, God. We need to play a song. We're going to play a song.
Gary
after,
Glitter.
After the...
You want to be in my gang,
No, don't. No. Come on. It's not. That is a bad taste. They're going to play a song. After the song, we're going to come back. I think we should look at some tabloid news, just because...
Yeah, cheer us up a bit.
Cheer us up. There was nothing in the broadsheets. This is... Blink-182, Mutt.
Dockrell is here. When I was little, that I actually wanted to be a fish tank interior designer.
That couldn't prove more that you have got the best imagination.
I had two fish, one called Tiptoe Trouser and one called
God, that would have really annoyed me if that was my fish's name.
His full name. Well,
what's his name?
I was like, Mum! <It's> died. So that's why now I'm judging the Blue Peter Book Prize, because that never worked out. So let's play the song.
Every Thursday, Harriet Rose from 4 p.m. FUBAR Radio.
Check it out. Before that was Blink 182 with Mutt. That was the song from the first American Pie movie that actually got me into Blink 182.
Oh, really? That got you into Blink? I didn't know that song.
It's when Jim's running across the gardens to try and get back into
over the hedge.
Yeah, and he trips over the hedge.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Oh, I love American Pie.
Yeah. Just a quick apology for bringing up Gary Glitter. You looked a bit confused. Like, what is he going to apologise for? Oh, yeah. I'm just tired. And I used to love those songs. Yeah. And you can't listen to them anymore. You're saying that's what it's going to be like with Weinstein. We won't be able to watch Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, I guess that is the same sort of thing.
Kill
Bill,
you won't be able. Do you think?
No.
You think it'd be all right?
Because you don't find out until the end. Oh, no, maybe at
the
beginning.
Well, no, you do. You know, with Tarantino, you always know you're watching a Weinstein movie.
Yeah. You know, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Do you think it will ruin? Will you be able to watch Pulp Fiction again?
Yeah.
Just don't watch the credits. Forget his name.
Yeah.
Fine. Okay. Yeah.
It's fine.
Maybe someone should do some do covers of Gary Glitter songs. So you got someone else singing them?
No, I don't know.
You got someone else singing them?
Do you think?
Yeah, he probably didn't write it.
No.
So you got another writer,
but you still
and another
associate.
Singer. That's not a well. That's your problem, mate.
So you reckon they should redo Pulp Fiction?
What, remake it?
Yeah, so with, like, it's not Weinstein.
Well, they just have to. No, they do the same cast. It's just the exact same film, just everyone's older.
Yeah.
And at the end, it doesn't say Harvey Weinstein at the end.
Yeah.
They might have to do that.
I think all those films have got to be remade.
Okay, so look, Mark, it's now time for.
Mark Simmons' Joke of the Week.
Joke of the Week. Yeah. Oh, I ruined it. I said it over. Oh,
it's all right, just get on the joke. Overnight. It's fine.
I finally watched the Star Wars trailer, the new one.
Yeah.
And I came up with a two-word joke, Star Wars joke.
Go on.
Chewie's tough.
What do you mean?
Chewie?
Yeah.
If something's chewy, it's tough.
Yeah.
And Chewie,
yeah,
the character,
yeah,
is tough.
But what's something being chewy,
yeah,
and tough got to do with Star Wars?
Nothing.
So that
but the sentence
work.
Works on both levels, doesn't it? It works on both sides of the story.
Yeah, but I don't understand.
What do you mean you don't understand?
Well, we'll talk to my mum's going to be on the show in a bit.
Oh, no,
we'll
but she doesn't like the jokes that are good, let alone.
No, that's your worst one yet.
I don't think that's worse. I think that's quite good. A two-word joke. That's hard to do. You do a two-word joke.
Oh, I nearly told you to
F off.
No, but you know, there's no requirement to do a two words joke.
It's a bit of fun, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah.
Not really coming out like that, mate.
What's wrong with that one?
Because I don't understand. Yeah, I get it that there's double meaning.
Yeah.
But the other meaning, what's that got to do with Star Wars?
Nothing.
So.
But you go from saying it's a Star Wars joke, so they take it as a Star Wars, so it's Chewie in Star Wars, because it's tough. Isn't it just, okay, maybe it's just a funny coincidence that you can use both, I don't know, tweet in and...
Mark is very much a live act. You've got to go and see it. Go and see his show. Go on, plug it, quickly plug it.
No, not after that.
Okay, right, fine. right, well, should we have a quick look at the tabloids before we go to local gossip?
Yes.
Come on, because there wasn't much in the broadsheet, and this is a news show.
This is, I think you'll be scared of this. Shark. So a guy in Australia was in a boat. Well, no, he wasn't in a boat. He was
in a cage, like a shark cage.
No.
What was he doing? Spearfishing. Ah,
spearfishing. Like
I'm
you,
not into
like,
that, mate. I'm
like
a vegan.
I'm vegan now. But so he was in there, and then he drifted off, or the boat drifted off. There's something wrong with the boat, so the boat drifted off. When he came up, the boat wasn't there, and then he saw a tiger shark in the distance, like a fin.
Yeah.
And it kept coming up to him.
Yeah, it kept coming up to him. You're making it sound like the shark was going up to him, leaving, coming back to him.
No, that's what he did.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but the guy, he was like, thought he was going to die. So he had 4 miles to swim with this shark following him.
Oh, my God. That is terrifying.
And every so often, he just suddenly see it, either beside of him or coming towards him. And he said the shark was trying to work out what he was, whether he could have him for dinner.
Yeah.
And then he managed to go, he just managed to swim 4 miles with it. How scared would that?
See, that's so much more interesting than Brexit.
It is.
Juncker and May, like, in an office. That should be on the front pages.
Imagine that.
Shark helps bloke back to shore. Awesome. Yeah. It's like a Disney film.
But he said that, like, because he's experienced, he knew he had to calm down. If he wasn't calm, then the shark would sort of sense it.
But how could you? You can't be too calm because you've got to swim.
Well, yeah, I don't know. But he managed it. Have you ever had a situation like that? Like,
what, a shark? I can't even swim.
You're done.
I'm not done.
Do you reckon you get eaten first or drown first?
We've got bridges and boats. You don't need to swim now. It's fine.
No, that's true. Ah. Have you ever had anything where you thought you might
die?
About to die?
Quite recently, I've been cycling quite a bit.
Yeah.
And you get used to looking at the green cycling bicycle logo that lets you go through.
This is new to me. I don't know what that is.
So the traffic lights in London, in cities, right? There's a special traffic light for bicycles. Yeah. So you know you've got the man, and you've got, for cars, you've just got a circle.
Right.
There's one where the logo is a bicycle, and it'd be green, and you can cycle through.
So you can cycle when the cars can't?
Occasionally.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the same with pavements.
Yeah, so you were doing that. You were looking.
Well, no, I've just been getting used to looking at that. And then I was probably tired, as always. And so I looked up, and there was a green logo for the bicycle. But I was walking, I wasn't on a bicycle. And I took that as the sign to walk. So I stepped into the road, but I was looking at the wrong traffic light.
Oh, no.
And a car was horn. And if that car hit me, no way.
It's
I'd be
fast.
Alive. Yeah, very fast. Yeah.
Blimey. And that was what a shame to die with something stupid.
Yeah.
Just looking at the wrong sign.
Like skydiving, we've said that. We spoke about that on this show. How stupid that would be. What about you? You nearly died?
No, I thought I was going to.
Bit of a dark topic, this, isn't it, for Tuesday afternoon? Or whenever you're listening to the podcast. But
yeah. Like, I was juicing for a while.
You were juicing?
And I'd have a lot of beetroot juice.
Yeah.
And then, like, have you ever had beetroot juice and then sort of gone to the toilet?
No, what happens?
Well, when you're
weeing?
No.
Urinating? Oh, when you're dumping?
Yeah, it all comes out red.
Does it?
Yeah.
That's terrifying. Like,
but good to know, because I didn't know.
They should put a warning on, like a little sticker.
Oh, so scared.
Oh, my God.
Could you imagine?
Yeah, I tell you what, once, you know the gap between your thumb and your finger here, that bit of sort of skin?
Yeah.
There.
Yeah?
Do you know what I mean?
Well, I can see it. You're showing me.
Yeah, but I'm trying to think. For anyone listening, would they know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, that sort of curve there.
Yeah, the softy bit.
I was told when I was a kid that if you cut that, then you'll bleed and you won't be able to stop it. And you'll die. And I was in PSE in school.
What's PSE?
Personal and social education.
Yeah.
It's where you learn.
Education.
It's where you learn about the old bing, bang, bong. Yeah? And I cut that somehow, I think, with a ruler, just a little bit. And a tiny little bit of blood came out, and like, I panicked. I said to the teacher, oh, look, I've cut there. Obviously, she was like, yeah, it's fine. But I'd been told, no, I'm going to die. And I was going, no, I'm going to die. Do you know what happened?
What?
I fainted. I fainted in PSE.
Oh, my God. Did you get bullied for that?
No.
Oh.
No one else really knew about it.
Oh.
Yeah, I fainted.
How many times have you fainted?
I passed out during an Edinburgh show.
During?
Yeah, do you not know that?
What?
Yeah.
When you're on stage?
I had a panic attack. Now, you normally can't... They say you can't faint from panic attacks. But I must have just been... I had a panic attack and then I passed out.
Oh, my God.
Because I was so terrified.
Yeah.
Like a bit dark, isn't it?
It's a bit.
Yeah, have you got any more upbeat shark tabloid stories? Anything else going on in the red top world?
The actress that's going out with Harry...
Harry?
Prince Harry.
Oh, right, the actress, Prince Harry.
Prince Harry.
You can't say the actress that's going out with Harry, right.
Yeah, Prince Harry, her step-half-sister said that she'll make a good princess. Do you think she'll make a good princess? How do you feel about an actress being a princess?
I have no idea who she is.
She's the one from Suits. Have you seen Suits?
No. Sorry, not much. Do you know her name?
Yeah, it's similar to Merkel. It's Markle. I always get a bit confused with those two. Meghan Markle.
Okay.
Yeah, so don't care about that.
I don't have a problem with an actress being a princess.
No.
I mean, most of them, actresses I'd say want to be, don't they?
Yeah.
Be treated like a princess.
She'd be probably quite good at being a princess, wouldn't she? Just be like a role.
She could just act like one.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay, so should we go to local gossip?
Yeah,
that was a tabloid. All right, it's local gossip. Kathy, have you heard about Roger calling the council? Apparently Martha, who lives next door, leaves the telly on during the night.
Ah, what's she been watching?
He doesn't know, but it's coming through the wall. It's really loud. So he called the council, and the council sent Martha a letter saying, can you keep the telly down during the night?
And that's what she said.
Well, she confronted Roger, and she said, Roger, have you been complaining to the council instead of coming to me and having a word? And he denied it. He said, no, I don't mind. I don't hear the telly. But he did. He could hear the telly.
Have they seen each other since?
No, they have seen each other since. Do you know what she's been doing?
What?
She's been turning up the TV even louder, right?
You're joking.
And also, to retaliate, do you know what Roger's been doing?
No.
He's been turning his TV up even louder than hers. So now he can't get any sleep.
Oh, you're joking. So it's his own TV stopping him sleeping?
He's on TV because he tried to combat her.
Has anyone complained about those two?
No, not yet, but I'm sure they will. I'll update you next week. It's local gossip. Hello, ma'am.
Hello.
Hi,
good morning. Oh, no, it's afternoon.
Good afternoon. So for the listeners, for any new listeners, this is a section where we talk to my mum, and my mum updates us basically on the gossip in the Coombe Road area. Did you hear Mark Simmons' joke of the week?
No.
Mark, do it again.
Do you know Star Wars?
Yes, of course you know Star Wars.
Yeah.
Her answer. Right. You do?
Yes.
I think Chewie's tough.
Hello?
Exactly. Thank you, Mum. Mum, what's going on in the Coombe Road area?
Earlier on, you were talking about fish, weren't you?
Well, I mentioned fish. There was a shark.
I still remember when you were children, when you were tiny, and we had the goldfish.
Yeah. What was his name?
We had the goldfish.
What was the goldfish's name?
Fish finger. Well, anyway, I'll never forget that when I went to feed him and his cow was stuck on the outside of the tank and I couldn't find the rest of the fish. And then later on, I opened the drawer and there was a piece of the fish in my drawer.
So someone had cut the fish in half.
I don't know who chopped the fish up. Was it you or was it Piers?
See, I actually remember this up because I occasionally think about this and it upsets me still at 31. I don't remember doing that, and I remember you asking me if I did that and I didn't. I remember emotionally you going, did you do this? And me not, and me thinking I didn't do that. So it wasn't me.
Was it before or after the bumblebee incident?
Yeah, we don't want to talk about the bumblebee.
Was that after?
This is why I'm trying to make up for it by not eating meat now, because when I was a kid I once crushed a bumblebee in half.
Oh.
With a Ghostbusters toy.
Charming.
I know. I
think the goldfish was you.
This has been such a dark show. I didn't kill that. I didn't kill the goldfish. That wasn't
me.
That was. That has to be Piers or you. Would I do that? Who's going to cut a goldfish in half? This is horrible.
And stick the tail to the wall of the fish tank.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Anyway, that's not why you're in.
That's not what.
I feel sad now.
Rubbish street.
What's going on in the rubbish street?
Well, it's just full of litter. People don't. I mean, the street is just. God, it's a mess. Andy and myself are so fed up with it. Really fed up with it.
What, with the litter? Aren't the council meant to clean it all?
Yeah, we had phones. We complained. Anyway, I forgot what I was going to say.
Well, that's no good.
Piers is having the party on Saturday.
So my brother is having a housewarming party.
Yes.
Right.
And so I'm going along to that. Sally's going.
Yeah, my brother texts me about this. This is quite odd because my brother, who's in his 20s, with his girlfriend, they're having a house party.
Yes.
Presumably with people sort of their age, they'd be drinking, having fun, loud music.
Yes.
And you're going.
Yes.
I'd say that's quite unusual.
Why?
I don't think.
Of course it's not.
I think it is. I think like surely there's going to be like people in their 20s sort of living at large and getting up to naughtiness. What are you doing there?
They're getting up to naughtiness.
Well, they're in their 20s, it's a house party.
What, peers getting up to any kind of mischief?
Well, not necessarily peers, but it's a house party. For people in their 20s, it's going to be loud. It's going to be messy, isn't it?
Sean, I can do loud.
You can do loud?
Yes.
Okay, fine.
Anyway, so Sally's going as well. Sherry can't make it. Angie and Ian may be going.
You are joking.
What's Sherry doing?
And who else is going? No, Michael can't go because of looking after Gertrude.
Gertrude is the family dog, by the way. Why are Angie and Ian going to Piers's house? This is there's no way that Piers could have invited Angie and Ian.
Well, hi Angie, by the way, she always listens to our show.
Hello, Angie. It's not our show, Mum, it's mine and Mark's show and you're a guest on the show.
So?
I'm just saying, you said our show. It's not. I mean, I'm glad that you feel part of it, and you are part of it, but it's not. It's not your show. Sorry.
Oh God!
No,
I won't go on it then.
No! You have to be on it because we've got a review from someone on iTunes, Bradders. So never listened to a podcast before. So you've really sold it for me. Like having seen both Sean and Mark live previously, it's absolutely brilliant. Should be a more regular show rather than one a week.
Need a regular fix.
Round of applause for the headliner, Sean's mum.
Oh, brilliant. Thank you so much to all my fans.
What was I talking about? You're talking about Piers's housewarming party that you're going to crash with your neighbours, Angie and Ian.
Yes.
Piers can't have invited, with no disrespect to Angie and Ian who are listening, he can't have invited them. You've invited them.
No, because listen to this.
Yeah,
Piers and Angie are on Facebook, so they chat to each other.
About what?
Yeah.
About what?
How do I know?
This is weird. Angie and Ian, they're my neighbours growing up.
Yeah,
right.
They're older.
They're parents. Yeah, do you know what I mean? Yeah. And so my brother's Facebooking.
That's weird.
Angie, that is...
Why is he doing that?
We'll have to get him on next week to explain himself.
Yeah. I think you should.
Go on.
Sean, Sally's on Facebook as well. She chats to Piers.
Okay, fine.
Sally's like our auntie. Women.
What are you on about, Mark? Can we not go down this road, please? This avenue, I don't want to go... Right, okay.
Okay, my bathroom is being... they're starting my bathroom on Monday.
Okay.
I thought they did that.
So that is brilliant. And Nikki's doing it, of course.
Okay, so Nikki is the son of Angie and Ian, or one of the sons of Angie and Ian. Yeah.
So he's... And the good thing about it is that I know it's going to be done. And he knows what he's doing.
Yeah, because we had a lot of problems with B&Q, who you should
bloody
never use.
B&Q, if you're listening, bloody B&Q.
What do you think of B&Q? Can you explain to the listeners what the sort of ordeal with B&Q?
Oh, right. Well, it was meant to have started in January. It ended up, they started in March. And it went on March, April. It went on till May.
Yeah.
And they still haven't finished the job properly.
What are B&Q?
Unbelievable.
What are B&Q? Installing kitchen and bathroom.
I didn't know B&Q did that.
They don't. Trust me.
Well, they don't.
Awful. Okay, man. Right. Well, that's it. Lovely having you on the show.
Hold on a minute. I'm trying to think. I'm sure there's some other things I want to mention.
Well, there's sport from Dad.
Oh.
Is dad about?
Wait, hold on, I'll wake him up. Hold on.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time! The time has come for your sports news, coming to you live from the Crayford Road area. Please welcome Michael Walsh.
Football commentary in the background. Hello?
Hello, Dad. How's it going?
Oh, you're fine. Listen, are you going to the football Saturday? It's Wolves.
Yes, I will be. Yes.
The Crayes gone?
I'm not sure.
Okay. The Crayes isn't going on the manager, but I prefer if he went, though, because it should be a good game with them being tops, you know?
Yeah. Okay, that's QPR we're talking about. Dad, what were the main scores from this weekend's football?
Well, I think Everton and your man losing his job. Coleman. Incredible. He was terrific with Southampton. You know, he was a great manager with them, and he was terrific with Everton last season. I think it's incredible that they let him go after 9 games. You know?
Yes, but
when Everton were seventh in the Premiership last season.
But they spent a lot of money, and they're in the relegation zone.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, after 9 matches, you know, I mean, another 9 matches, you still wouldn't be barely halfway through the season. You still have a game or two to go before you'd even be halfway through the season. So it's a bit harsh. I mean, there we are.
Yeah, and obviously a huge result for Huddersfield against United.
Yeah, that was a good result, yeah. But she's upstairs. Do you pay any attention to rugby?
No, but you can fill us in with rugby. Go ahead.
Well, no, it's just it's just mostly the Irish teams I follow, obviously. And Munster are a huge, big deal in Munster, you know, because they're the best. It's top-class sport for what it is, you know. It's top-class rugby, whereas, you know, like football in Ireland, as you know, is about, like, Vanarama league standard, you know what I mean, or League 2 at best.
Yeah.
You know, so you're always watching second best. So you got a choice whether to watch Premier League on the telly in a pub or go to a game.
Yes.
You know? So the attendance is really low and the standard just doesn't really rise.
Right.
But the rugby is the best rugby in the world, but it's on a par with, with the best rugby in the world. Here, do you know what happened on the 31st of October 1978, I think?
No, what's that got to do with anything?
Munster beat New Zealand, the All Blacks.
Okay, right.
It's one of those little details that everybody
knows. Could you just explain for people that don't know what Munster is, could you explain what that is?
Well, Munster is a top-class rugby club in Ireland. It's a province. It started out as a province, and then when rugby became professional, it sort of became a club. So all the provinces in Ireland are professional rugby clubs.
There you go.
And they play in the Pro 14, which is like Welsh clubs, Scottish clubs, and Irish clubs. And then there's the English Premiership, which is, you know, just English clubs, obviously. But they're all played to that fairly high standard.
Great. All right, well, thanks. That's all, really. Thank you, Dad. Thanks for the support.
Yeah, all right. Well, look, enjoy the Saturday. If Piers doesn't go, you might have me to contend with, but I think Piers will go because it's a big game.
That's absolutely fine. As long as you... It's just last time when I brought you to the QPR, you just blowed your nose the whole time.
Who, me?
Yeah, it's just always blowing your nose, and it's...
I know. Well, it's better that than picking it, isn't it?
Yes, but it's just yeah, I don't know.
Marginally.
Just try and not have a cold, please.
I will.
All right, thank you. Thanks, Dad. Thanks for that.
That's sports news.
Bye. There you go.
So
sports news there and local gossip.
That's what I quite liked, having the rugby as well in the sport.
Bit of rugby, yeah. Nice.
Bit of variance.
So we're going to move to you now, and you're going to give us the latest from Wheelbarrow Town.
Yeah, my little newsletter. As Kirsty Cheryl Wayne was sentenced on the 20th of July... she pleaded guilty to shoplifting in the local shop.
Ooh!
Yeah, stole 5 bottles of whiskey worth £125.
We talk a lot about thieving on this show, don't we?
Yeah.
It just comes up a lot. I've stolen quite a lot in my time.
Yeah.
Little bad boy.
Not for a while, though.
No, not for a while, no.
When was the last time you stole something?
Oh. I'm not sure. No, it's been quite a while since I stole something.
No, what about accidentally?
What do you mean, accidentally?
Accidentally.
I don't accidentally steal. How do you even accidentally steal?
Like if you're doing the self-service checkout and then you sort of walk off with something and you didn't put it through properly.
Oh, actually, probably the last thing I have stolen is... I mean, I've got a friend, Robin, who just doesn't, as a rule, doesn't buy pastries.
Doesn't he?
No, the self-service
Robin
checkout.
Robin, I know Robin.
Yeah.
Doesn't...
Steals pastries.
But how does he... You still have to put it on the thing, don't you?
No, he just goes self-service, you know, whatever it is, paper, bread, milk.
Yeah.
Buys all that. As a free pastry.
I've got a friend that never...
You've got to treat yourself.
I've got a friend that never buys the plastic bags. He refuses to pay for the bags. You know, well, have to pay 5p now.
Well, that's the whole point of them charging for bags, is so that people don't use them.
What? No. He takes a bag.
Oh.
But just doesn't pay for it.
Oh, okay. Right.
Yeah, refuses to use it.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, doesn't care about the environment.
How do you feel? Well, does that make a difference to the environment? Because... You pay for, if you're going to use a bag anyway, if you pay for it or don't pay for it, it's still bad for the environment.
I've got no argument against that.
No.
I've got nothing. You've got me. Fair enough. Yeah. Does he recycle? That's what, I've started recycling.
Recycle.
I've started getting
recycle.
Into it. Do you?
You know what? No. Well, the last house, in the cottage...
Basically, this book, The Brief History of Sapiens, has a real effect on me.
It's really
like,
changed
I have to
you.
It has. I have to recycle now... But, conscious of.
But what's his.
When I eat
Sean
meat.
Locke's got a brilliant bit about recycling in one of his routines.
What is it?
Where.
Use Sean Locke's material now. I told you about the time. Were you there? I don't think you were. I was doing a work in progress show at Cardiff Glee. And it was going very well. And there was a bloke in the audience who was just staring at me, looked like he hated me. And I said, "You all right, mate? Everything all right?" And he went, I thought I'd pay to see Sean Locke.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Did I get a laugh?
Yeah, huge laugh.
Yeah.
But luckily, I could remember one of Sean's routines off by heart.
Oh,
so
you?
I did it for him.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, Sean Locke's bit about, like, he says recycling is pointless. It's like turning up to, like the effect, like, after a tsunami with a dustpan and brush.
Yeah.
I love that routine.
Yeah, good. Okay, so any more news from Wheelbarrow Town?
Nah, that's it. It's a bit of a slow week.
That's fine. What, someone just got caught stealing?
A while ago, and they got done. Yeah, so it's good news, really.
Nice.
Well, it's quite a lot of money, isn't it? £125 worth of stuff.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Well, just before we move on to a song and then come back for the weather with Danny Ward, we've got a response from Facebook here from Sarah Logan Wallace. A friend of mine borrowed my Swahili dictionary 11 years ago and I haven't seen it since.
Swahili dictionary?
Yeah.
Tell me, what's Swahili?
African?
Is it what a that's the African language?
Oh, Swahili is a language.
The African language.
Oh, I want to say yes.
Swahili dictionary.
It's an African language.
Yeah.
One of them.
How many are there?
Don't know. We'll find out for you.
Yeah.
I'll find out for you when we come back from the song.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll tell you. So now we're going to have a song and then we're going to come back. We're going to speak to Danny Ward, who's going to give us the weather.
Lovely.
Exciting. This is Spit It Out by the Maccabees.
Thank you.
Maccabees, spit it out. Before we forget the weather from Danny Ward, we'll just tell you it's hashtag World Tripe Day. There you go. That's news from the trending world.
Ah, have you ever eaten tripe?
No.
Is it
the meat? I don't know if it's necessarily the meat day.
Stomach lining, isn't it?
But tripe also means rubbish. Could be World Rubbish Day. I don't know. I actually don't know which one it is.
I wouldn't think it'd be World Rubbish Day. They'd call it World Rubbish Day, wouldn't they?
Okay. Fine.
It's horrible stuff.
So it's World Tripe Day. Tripe, for those that don't know, you probably do. It's the stomach lining of a cow or other animals.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Yeah, on the Reddit.
They read it. Huh? No, don't bother.
There you go.
You're vegan now.
Well, if you have anything to say about that, tweet it. Hashtag World Tripe Day. Now it's time for my favourite part of the show. It's the weather. It was meant to be weather with Bobby Mair, but the comedian Bobby Mair, but his phone was turned off and we couldn't risk getting to this point in the show and not having a guest. So luckily for us... Go on.
But he then did get to us.
Oh, he did get in touch and sound ready. But we then couldn't drop the person we got in as a replacement.
No.
So here is the replacement. It's Danny Ward with the weather. Hello, Danny. Oh, hello.
Hiya, boys. How you doing? You all right?
Very good, thank you. How are you?
You could have dropped me. It's all right. I wouldn't have. It would have been all right.
It would have been fine. I didn't, you've done us a favour.
Always the bridesmaid, isn't it?
Where are you?
Spitting feathers, mate. I'm outside a Quick Fit somewhere.
You're outside a Quick Fit?
Yeah.
Why?
I've got the two front tyres are as bored as a coot, so I've got to get a couple of new ones on.
Right.
12 o'clock. 12 o'clock was the appointment, and when I tell you, it's literally just been rolled onto the ramps now.
Unbelievable.
How long are you going to be there for?
Speculating here, about another 20 minutes.
Okay.
We've been waiting an hour. It's like the B&Q thing. You go to these big companies and you expect, you know, good service.
Yeah.
And then, you know, if you go to Mrs. Miggins' Kitchen Co., you get what you're given, right? But, like, the reason why you go to these big companies is you're expecting better service.
You sound like one of those drunk people you get that do phone-ins at 3 a.m. on local radio. This is brilliant. I want a new section, Danny's Rants.
Yeah.
What else
has annoyed you lately, Dan?
Was Mark talking... Mark, were you talking about me with the plastic bag thing?
Yeah, that was Danny.
What?
Doesn't buy the plastic bags.
Is that you? Yeah. Why didn't you tell us? He's on the show. You steal plastic bags? What about the environment?
It's not stealing. You can charge 5p for a bag,
yeah,
or you can have self-service checkouts. You can't have both. that's my feeling.
Oh, God.
Something kicks in me. I don't know what it is.
The most annoying people in the world are the people that haven't figured out yet how to use self-service. Because I used to get annoyed at self-service. When it first came out, you think, why can't this just be a person? It's been like over 10 years now. Just work it out. You scan it, you put it there. I know it's annoying, but you put it next to it there on the metal bit, right? And then you press pay. That is really simple.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, there should be... I've got a few theories about these sort of things, but really you should have to have some sort of test, like a driving test, shouldn't you? And then there's one you can use, but only if you've got, like, accreditation.
I mean,
that's good.
That should be applied to most things in the world.
Yeah.
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 Okay. So have you got anything that you borrowed that you haven't given back, or vice versa, that you've lent out and haven't got back?
Lent out and haven't got back? Let's have a think about that. A couple of DVDs, but, like...
Of course.
It's getting classic, up on those anymore, isn't it? Sort of lost interest in those.
No one wants them back now, do they?
What about...
I can't give them away.
What about a near-death experience?
Oh, a few of those. Actually, I tell you what, I saw a shark once when I was... When I was doing my...
In the water?
Yeah. I was doing my paddy, they call it, don't they? When I was...
What?
I want to say skydiving, but it's the opposite.
What's the opposite of skydiving is swimming, probably.
Like, swimming
not
up.
Snorkeling, the other one. Snorkeling, diving. I was doing me diving, weren't I?
Scuba diving.
Scuba diving in Australia years ago. I saw a shark.
Yeah.
Saw a shark.
Yeah. Yeah. You said that twice. It's good.
Well, that's it, yeah. I mean, I obviously lived to see the...
Was it a big, dangerous one, or just like one of those little ones?
Reef shark, apparently, Mark. Reef shark. But they have been known to attack humans, but not often.
So just seeing a shark isn't a near-death experience. Danny, I'm sad to tell you this. I want to talk to you more, but the problem was that Maccabees song was so long that we don't really have any...
finishes at one, doesn't it?
Yeah, we don't really have any time to speak to you because we've also got to play the song that you've chosen, which is Natalie Imbruglia.
There's a funny reason for that, which I couldn't tell your producer. I was too embarrassed to tell her why I chose that.
Well, tell us now.
Well, it's the 20-year anniversary of something in my life this month.
What?
October 97.
What?
And this was playing when it happened.
What?
Well, it's not for me to come onto a show, is it, and talk about the anniversary of people losing their virginities, but this album is playing.
That is amazing! Album, he's announced his virginity. That is a great way to close the show. Danny, what is the weather where you are outside Quickfit in Stratford?
Okay, it's bright, it's overcast. You've got a southwesterly wind about 14 degrees. It's unusually warm this time of year, about 18. With good visibility,
brilliant
speed to about 14 miles an hour.
Thank you, Danny. That's the weather in Stratford outside Quickfit. Go and see Danny live if you haven't seen him yet. He's fantastic. That has been the News Is Radio show. I have been, of course, Sean Walsh, joined as always by Mark Simmons. Go on to iTunes, rate the show for us, leave nice comments,
buy tickets to my show,
buy tickets to Mark's show,
angelcomedy.com.
There you go. Right, okay, that's the end now. Thank you.
I saw a man brought to life. He was warm, he came around like he was dignified. He showed me